The individual World Poetry Slam takes place in Fayetteville through the end of this week. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy news studio is Houston Hughes, who is PR and web director for the event. Houston, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Individual World Poetry Slam. There are a lot of words in there that could mean a lot of things. Let's talk about world first. This is a world championship?
This is a world championship. There's a sort of governing body for Poetry Slam right now called NPS, the National Poetry Slam. Actually, PSI, sorry. They're called PSI, Poetry Slam Incorporated. And they're the nonprofit group that runs most of the Poetry Slam events that happen in North America. Well, the ones that are certified. It's sort of like the NBA. You know, you decide to play with the club. You can go play on your own if you want, but you're not going to get the benefits of the nonprofit. You're not going to get the community that comes with that. And you're not going to get the big three tournaments, which you have to be certified to get entry to. The big three tournaments are the National Poetry Slam, which is a team competition that happens every August. There's the Women of the World Poetry Slam, which is a women's only competition that happens in the spring. And then there's our event, the Individual World Poetry Slam, which happens every year about this time. And it changes, each of those events changes city from year to year.
Can you tell me where some of the past World Poetry Slams have taken place?
Yes. 3 years ago, it was in San Francisco. 2 years ago, it was in Charlotte. And last year, it was in Cleveland.
And now Fayetteville.
Yes.
We're smaller than those three places.
We are. We are much smaller.
How does Fayetteville land the world the individual World Poetry Slam?
Well, a lot of things had a factor in that. One, 2 years ago, I went to the World Poetry Slam and placed 12th in the world. And after we had success with that, that was sort of the first time people had really heard of Fayetteville. We'd been sending a couple of teams to nationals, and way back in the day, you know, we had people like Clayton Scott and Brenda Moosey, who everybody knows about. But we'd kind of been quiet on the national scene for a little while, and so we've started sending teams on a regular basis. And then after that, we sort of came back from nationals a year ago, 2 years ago, and started talking about, well, how can we bring something like this to our town? Because Fayetteville is such a great town for the arts, but it's also a place not a lot of people have heard of. So we had to go through a vetting process. Which involved us telling them where we would keep all the poets, where we would have all of our events, who we would bring on for sponsors, just a sort of speculative thing. And we submitted that along with a bunch of other cities, and ours was the one that was accepted.
So the competitors, I assume the people who have won at other national competitions are coming here?
Yes, absolutely. There are two types of competitors, well, three, that will be competing here. One, which is about half the group, are representatives from Poetry Slam Inc.'s certified venues from both across America and in Canada. And we've got, I think, one poet coming from Australia and a couple of other places as well. So those are the certified slams that had competitions in their city or their country to see who was the best slam poet in that area. And they had their one winner, and then that winner is coming here. We also have what's called storm poets, which are individuals who are touring too constantly to sort of have a home venue, things like that. And they're able to put in a request, and they have to prove that they're, you know, helping poetry, that they're constantly doing something, that they have growth, you know, basically prove that they belong within this group, and they're accepted. And then we have one spot in the tournament that's saved for the Last Chance Slam.
And the Last Chance Slam is tonight.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's tonight at 8 o'clock in the University Theater at the University of Arkansas Union, the Union Theater. And so absolutely anyone can come and compete in that event. And it's free to the public, too, so everybody should come and watch it. But anyone who wants to can come and compete in that event. And the person who wins that event has the $150 registration fee waived, so they get that last slot in the tournament.
And it'll be one person.
One person.
One last person to get in.
Absolutely, and it could be anybody here in Fayetteville.
Could it be someone who's driven here from Topeka or
it could.
Casper,
it could.
Wyoming?
It could. I know the people – I believe the person from Australia is coming with one person. I know that the two poets from Canada are each coming with at least one other person who wants to compete in this. So it's going to be – you know, it's going to be a lot of people trying to get this one last spot.
Through the week now, there will be workshops and other sorts of things, including something called the Haiku Deathmatch.
Yes.
Haiku Deathmatch.
Haiku Deathmatch is happening at 11 a.m. at the library on
Friday, isn't it?
Friday. Yes, yeah. It is. And so, oh man, the Haiku Deathmatch is this wonderful thing where everyone comes in, and you have to have a lot of haikus to come in because we put everyone's name who wants to compete into a bracket just like you would any sort of tournament.
So this is like the NCAA basketball tournament?
Yes, yes, it is.
Why do I like everything about this?
Okay, and so we... we get all the names in a basket and draw two of them out, and then the two people come up. And so in the very first round, it's going to be best three of five. So you'll have one person who's white and one person who's red. We just have little, like, headbands to put around them. And then one person reads, the other person reads. And there has to be absolute silence in the room, no matter how funny, how heartbreaking, whatever the haiku is, there has to be absolute silence after each one. And we'll have three judges that we've pulled from the audience, just random people. And those three judges will each either vote white or red. And then we keep going like that. And it's, you know, the first round is best three out of five. And then as you go on, it gets more and more.
And you don't repeat one of your haikus.
No, you are not allowed to repeat any of your haikus at any point.
All through the week, there are all these other things. One that's a not sort of a competition, but an event called Making a Living Through Poetry.
Yes, absolutely. That's going to be run by Amoja Sumler and Keita Marshall out of Little Rock, Arkansas. They're both poets who are good friends with our slam up here in Fayetteville. They're sort of our sister slam. And, you know, they're going to be telling you how to start off doing a living with slam, how to get into schools, how to market yourself, things like that to make making a living as a poet easier on you.
The finals are Saturday night.
Finals are
Saturday
night.
Verizon Ballroom.
Yes, Verizon Ballroom, 7 o'clock. Absolutely huge deal. The mayor's going to be there opening up for us. We're going to have Sean James, who's a wonderful local musician. He's going to be playing for us. And then the 12 poets who have scored the best over the Thursday and Friday night competitions will be there. And it's going to be elimination. So, you know, you the first round is 12 poets. We cut off four of them. We go down to 8 poets. We cut off four more. And then we end up with a final four.
Is there a hometown favorite?
We decided this year to not send a representative because we felt like there would be too much home team advantage.
I like that.
And, you know, most of us, the folks at Ozark Poetry Slam and Fayetteville Word Wars who are most involved in this, which is myself, Heather Polly, and Doug Shields, we're sort of the ones heading this up. You know, we knew none of us would be able to compete because we're going to be running around doing everything at all these different venues. So.
And you mentioned different venues. This is a festival.
Yes.
You look at where things are happening. The library, on campus, Nightbird Books, Rogue, Scarpino's.
Yes.
It's a multi-venue.
Yes, absolutely it is. And we're trying to make sure that there are events that everyone wants to come to. I mean, we've got on Saturday morning, we've got a youth open mic, which is being hosted by Clayton Scott, and that's specifically for people under 21 who want to come and be a part of this.
And Clayton has worked with students and schools for a long time around here now.
Absolutely, absolutely. He and I kind of do the same thing around here. And then we've got, you know, for a more adult event, we've got the Burlesque and Poetry Showcase, which is happening at Scarpino's at midnight on Thursday night, which is where we've got poets are going to come up and do sexy poems, and then we're going to have the burlesque dancers going kind of in between the poems.
All right.
And, you know, we've got a little bit of everything. And the Extreme Poetry Championship is this wonderful thing that this guy named Rob Sturm out of Oklahoma City has started up, which is a mixture of professional wrestling and poetry.
Okay. Wait. Whoa. It is what now?
It's a mixture of WWF-style wrestling and poetry. So everyone has a persona. Everyone has a costume.
Okay.
There are groups. There are organizations within this. And so you stay in your persona, and you compete against each other with poems.
So you could have a mask, a cape.
You can have anything you want.
You can't hit your opponent with a steel chair, however.
I'm not going to give away anything.
Okay,
that's going to happen.
My goodness. Okay, finally. An actor's about to do something, you say, break a leg. What do you say to a poet, a slam poet, who's about to go on stage? Is there a good luck?
Oh, some people say spit poet. Some people say speak poet. Some people say go in. And a really popular one that some people hate is don't be nice.
Well, go in.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Houston.